Right now, though, some very special guests in the studio. We have Carolyn Munich, Belito resident. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, nice to have you in the studio with us. And we also have Natalie. I know we just went over your surname, Savalieva.
Yes.
Did I get it right?
Yes.
Okay. A little closer to the mic there, please, Natalie. So, Natalie, you are actually not directly from the Ukraine. You are from the Crimea?
Crimea, yes. Yeah? 8 years ago, it was part of Ukraine.
8 years ago. And then what happened?
Oh, Russia occupied this.
Yes, they came in and just came in overnight to the Crimea 8 years ago. And what happened to you and your family then?
No, we make fake referendum.
Yes.
And just move... start use troops and take business as people.
Did you just abandon your house and your business and everything?
Yes.
You did. So you've been through this sort of thing before 8 years ago. Now I know that you've you live here now in Belito with your husband. He's the reason why you came, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So now we've got an interesting side of the story to tell, first of all, about an event that's going to be happening this weekend. So Carolyn, maybe you can tell me through the story of how you two met. I know you belong to the Walkie Talkies, a group of ladies who do some power walking on the promenade here in the morning.
That's right.
And you've lived in, I beg your pardon, Belito for how many years?
I've lived here for 4.5 years permanently, sort of 5 years. My husband has a business just outside Verulam.
Okay, so you were coming down from Joburg on holiday and that sort of thing, and now you're here.
That's right.
Don't blame you one bit. Now that you're Natalie, what a great place to find yourself. So, but just tell me how the story came about of you two meeting, and then what happened.
So, as everybody is very conscious of what's happening in the Ukraine and the horrors of what we see on the television, and it's all on the top of everyone's mind. So, when we were walking recently, we naturally came gliding past us because she does that on the boardwalk.
Very fit.
And I know that she's from the Ukraine because once before we bumped into each other and she had told me, and I immediately stopped her. And we were all very conscious of this and said, can we do something? She told us how awful things were.
Yeah.
And we just thought with the group of girls that we are, group of women that we are, that we've got the time, we've got the community, and we can do something.
We could do something. There's always something you can do.
So that's where it started. And then we met with Natalie and her husband and had a few ideas that we wanted to think about over the weekend.
Okay.
And I went and spoke to Ed at the spa, and I spoke to Diego at Concha, and they put me on to Ryan at Hunt Properties, and the whole thing just took off from there.
Okay. So, Hunt, of course, the Hunt Properties have the 5K run every Friday morning.
Yes. Yeah,
early bells.
So Ryan suggested we piggyback on that because it's already a going concern, which makes things easier and quicker.
And this is true. It's right. It's easier to set up. There it is. So we'll get into that into a little bit. But Natalie, perhaps you could just take me through your family now. Obviously, you're here with your husband and your how many kids you got?
One
child. Okay, so you guys are here and settled in Belito. What? Tell me about your family back home. You've got some family in Crimea and some still in the friends in the Ukraine. How's things going? What sort of stuff are you hearing from there?
Oh, yes, my family stay in Crimea, but all my friends, last 2 years before I moved here, I live in Kyiv, and I actually built a new business in Kyiv.
Yes.
And later I meet my husband and move here. So all my friends, all my closest friends stay in Kyiv.
Yeah.
We actually, women with children, mostly women, move out to Europe. Someone in Holland, some in Germany, some in Spain.
Okay, so when you say that they're in Germany and Spain, etc., have they gone there now, recently? Have they fled, or have they just been moving around over time?
No, they wait when they can come back to husband.
Okay, so
they don't want to move any far away.
They don't want to go far away. Okay, so and am I right? All the gents, I think, so from 18 to 65, you're not allowed to leave Ukraine. You
not
have to
allowed.
Stay and fight.
Yes, and all men stay.
All men are staying.
Yes.
That must be very difficult for you know, obviously never mind sending the men to war, but for families, you know, and mothers fleeing with children and that sort of thing. Have your friends been commenting on this?
A woman with children spend 2-3 weeks in basin under houses, and after we understand it's just too cold, it's still cold in the start of spring.
Yeah.
And for children, it's not right to... surrounding to live.
Yes, of course.
And they decide at least move children in safe place because children's future.
Yes.
And husband don't want to leave. They want to protect business, protect territory, protect country.
Mm. Are you sort of obsessed with the news at the moment? Are you watching blow by blow as you watch on the news and that sort of thing?
I used and read every day straight Ukrainian news and chat with all my friends. Yeah. Some friends stay in in Kyiv, try to work, try to support economy, try to hold businesses. Somebody go.
I'm sure that there's no business at all taking place in Kyiv at the moment. I'm sure.
No, we try run. They're trying.
They're trying. Mm-hmm. And then, so having come here now and being watching all this, what is your opinion on how this is going to end? I know it's only an opinion, but do you see any end of this? I know that today there's talks in Turkey and Russia are saying they're lightening up on the attacks in Kyiv. How do you want to see this work out?
I won't stop war. That's all. Because that's cannot see my friend, cannot see my family. Yeah. My grandma cannot see his grandson. It's his birthday coming, so it's traumatic for me. Yeah. But when you see how destroyed it's life of people, it's even more traumatic.
No, the footage the footage alone is you know, just the aerial footage to see the destruction and the devastation is just heartbreaking. And I mean, that's a place you know. Have you seen places that
I'm
you know?
I'm growing in this place. I have first love in this place. And I study in this place, in university, and see how destroyed this place. It's unbelievable hard.
It's devastating. But I see there are some people committing to help rebuild and stuff like that. And international communities say they will get involved and help rebuild, like Mariupol and Kyiv.
If we stop war.
Yeah, if they stop the war, that's the point.
From
there's
Russian,
just so much hot air from Russia. We don't know what to believe.
From Russian news, what I hear, we're not stopping.
Yeah. They're in Turkey today, but it's all window dressing, I suspect.
You cannot go talk about peace and shoot in the same time bomb.
Exactly.
It's every day, minimum 10 bombs in night, in people's houses. It's.
And do your friends tell you about how frightening that is? Have they told you that things are happening right next door? There's been explosions around them. Are you getting first-hand accounts from your friends?
Yes, this is why a woman with children leave, because children become too panic from explosion siren all time.
All the sirens,
yes, it's all time. And I read every day, it's like three times a day, this city and in basin, this city in basin, yes, in Kyiv they put for 2 days curfew time. You cannot move around.
So you're going, a lot of people going underground into the basins and the underground areas and staying.
Yes, they live in.
We've seen footage of, you know, beautiful footage emerging of people being together and singing and all these things. Of course, it's all so completely unnecessary. And Zelensky, it's your man.
I think it's a good guy to hold this hard time. I know he sent family out from country, wife with children, but he stayed there.
I mean,
and he always say if he will be not president, he take gun and go shoot.
A lot of countries,
protect.
France, etc., they're saying to him that he is literally a beacon of light, an example of how democracy should be run. You know, what I mean, as what a president should be like. And those sort of things. And
this is a problem because Ukrainians show already world what democracy can be hold, stay.
Yeah.
And this is a big danger for Russia now.
Yeah. Well, lots of strength to your family and your friends. I mean, there's not a whole lot more we can do in sending them our love, except for, as we say, Carolyn, we can do what we can do on this side.
Exactly.
All right. So what is the plan? Going forward, we're going to have this fun run on Friday, and then what? What do we do with the money, etc.?
Well, the money will be going through immediately into web tickets.
Yes.
And the idea is, and Natalie can tell you more on, there's a company that's supplying water directly to
people, to soldiers, to animals in Kyiv.
Okay.
They deliver and give for free water.
Okay, so hopefully some money is raised this Friday. So what's the deal in participating this Friday, Carolyn? Have you got the logistics yet?
Yes, so you need to be down in front of Concha at 5:30 on Friday morning.
A little earlier. It starts at 5:30, doesn't it? So be
it starts
there.
At 5:30, earlier, so you can register. We've got some wonderful sponsors on board. We've got the Quick Spa down in the village.
Yep.
Concha, Mozambique.
Right.
I'm going to get into trouble if I don't mention them all, but
of course, I know it's tricky sometimes to get everybody.
Vita Water.
Yes.
So we'll have there'll be a lovely goodie bag available. Hunt Properties of putting a cap in there.
Yep.
So we'll have a goodie bag for you, and literally that's it. Pay R200 online, please. You know, we'd like.
Is it only online, or can we pay when we get there?
No, we'd like you to register online, please. We don't want to be taking money.
Okay.
And we want it all to go into the same account, because that will be transferred directly across.
And that's with web tickets.
Yes, yes.
Web tickets. Is there a?
They've created an event.
What's the event called? So we can find it.
Run for Ukraine.
Run for Ukraine. Okay, yeah. So it'll pop up. I'm sure if you just type that in, it'll pop up. Polito one. I suspect there's many fundraisers and things. People are just wanting to get involved and do what they can.
Yes, we hope to do a few more events after this. And, you know, as the needs change, we don't know. Yep. As you say, things are changing all the time.
Yep.
And we'll see what else we can do and how many other people we can get on board to
help assist us. But I know that it's 200 rand a ticket, we say that, but I know that people in Belito have got big hearts. What happens if someone would like to give more money? Is there a way for them to donate perhaps there at the event or something like that?
You know, we haven't really set that up at this point, but we certainly will.
Okay, yes. I think it's something worth looking at because yes, I know there's people in Belito with big hearts and much bigger wallets.
Yes.
I'm talking to you.
And for children and for animals. Yeah. A lot of people have been very distressed about, you know, everybody gets
the animals
help
as well.
The animals. They've been left behind. No food, no water.
Exactly. It's a mammoth of a task, and I know that aid is coming from all over the world, but every little helps.
Exactly.
So, I mean, let's just say we managed to raise 10,000 rand or 20,000 rand on that day. Hopefully some businesses as well can step in and match that. You know, perhaps we'll do a little report back on that on Friday. It would be nice if we can all get together and do what we can because it's there's no other way. I mean, me personally, I can't really send any cash over to the Ukraine. I don't know how to help. You know what I mean? So there's ways like this in our own community.
I think that this will open up a channel. Yeah. Certainly, it's quickly plan the event, and it'll open up a channel. We'll set things up from here.
And so, Natalie, do you know the people on the other side where the money is going to go and
of
help?
Of course.
Okay,
of
so tell us a little bit about them, a little bit more.
I know a few foundation.
Yes.
And few volunteers what worked straight in Mariupol in city what have biggest damage.
Yeah.
And so it's every day upgrade.
Okay.
So it's every day new information. Need to always check it.
It's always
but
changing,
I can share this. A few foundation what work in Ukraine. We have international accounts.
Okay.
So people can send.
Well, perhaps some information there on Friday will be helpful to those who want to come and run.
We will certainly do that.
Are you going to run the 5Ks? Can you walk it?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay, because it's only 5Ks. You can walk it.
We walk up to 12Ks in a day.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh.
That's
putting
impressive.
Us to shame.
No, I know. It's lovely. There's a great fitness and outdoor vibe.
We even take
vibe,
on the hills, you know. That's always the worst
If
part.
You live in Belito, you have to. It's all about hills here. And so you're a runner, Natalie. You're running every day on the promenade?
Yes, I run. Yeah. I do athletic when I was young, and now I run sometimes with Prime, sometimes alone.
Okay.
How lucky I am.
All right. So, and I believe little birdie tells me that you've won the Hunt 5K race a few times.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, that's quite epic, actually. That's very coincidental. How many times have you won it?
I don't count.
All of them.
Not
all right, so you'll be out there leading the way, I presume. And I think we should make a thing where blue and yellow, obviously.
Absolutely. Yeah. We put that on all the flyers. So
okay.
Please, everybody, wear the Ukrainian colors of blue and yellow.
Mm-hmm.
They're lovely and bright and fly the flag. And
No red allowed. No, no red allowed. Okay. All right. Listen, Natalie, thank you so much for coming in. We are joining all together here and sending your family and your friends all the love and compassion that we possibly can. But of course, Carolyn, we also want to send them some help in whatever way we can. So that's one more time. It's the 5K, the Hunt 5K this Friday morning.
5:30.
Be there for a 5:30 start.
Yes.
Bright and early. That's just before sunrise. Beautiful sunrise as well. And then off you go. So best of luck with that. And you'll let us know how it goes and get back to
and
us.
And buy your tickets online.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes,
you know, I might come there myself.
Ticket?
I do have my epic new running shoes from On Clouds. I might have to come and show them off. Yeah.
He has to.
I have to.
He's a runner as well.
Yeah. Mostly running away.
We'll have some sweepers at the back that are walking.
Kevin will be running with Natalie. He's a runner. Don't let him play differently.
Casual like, though. Okay, listen, what a pleasure. Thank you for coming in and just enlightening us a little bit. Natalie and Carolyn as well. Good luck. Well done, you two, for having this chat and putting this together. I know every little helps. So from us here at the Radio Life and Style team, good luck and best of luck. And more importantly, to the people of Belito, do your thing. Okay. Sharing posts and talking about it at the bar and with your friends and with your kids. Words to actions. Let's get out there on Friday morning and support. And bring some. I feel like we should bring extra cash and just throw it at you guys. So you can put it in the account somehow. I don't know.
We'll find a way.
There must be a way. I'm sure people think that a 200 Rand ticket is great, but I'm sure there's a lot of people that would actually like to offer more help as well. We'll figure that out.
We'll set up something that
absolutely
makes people comfortable as well. People need to know.
Yes, of course. Bless you both. Well done for your your efforts, and you know, good luck for Friday morning.
Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. We'll be back with some new tunes.
At this time, your health and wellness has never been more important. Lifestyle Health in Bolito has over...